The police, of course, to intervene immediately and use all the wherewithal that they have in order to free an individual who is deprived of their freedom. And that leads us now into an area what our law calls interim measures or injunctions, and this is something which falls within our criminal code. It starts with the news of the crime. In line with our system, once there is news of a crime, which can be obtained by any police officer, or let me put it this way, any official, any public servant, any civil servant, which is a broader term, any individual carrying out a public service in the operating of their functions, they are duty bound to denounce any crimes they're aware of in the light of these functions. So it is compulsory to denounce and investigate such crimes. It's a duty to denounce. That is then passed on to the public prosecution office and investigations are opened. The criminal proceedings are opened and all this is done within the competences of the prosecutor's office, unless, or I should say, they are responsible for guiding the investigation. This is something which in no way hampers the police authorities and their powers, so that they, of their own initiative, can take all the necessary police measures which are required to stop the crime and also to protect the individuals in question or arrest the perpetrators of the crime. And that's what starts the whole process, and then you have the inquiry itself. The investigation is done under the guidance of the prosecution's office. And just to conclude on this, all investigative acts which might interfere with or hamper the fundamental rights of individuals, irrespective of what those rights are, they always require authorization or confirmation from the examining magistrate. In the Portuguese system, the examining magistrate is also known as the magistrate on freedoms and liberties. They have no competence when it comes to conducting the inquiry itself. So they are quite passive in terms of the investigation. And this is something which simply enhances the impartiality of the system in order to protect fundamental rights. It's a very rigorous balance. The results of the investigation, however, can then be passed on to the examining magistrate, but this is what is an adversarial examining magistrate's position. We're slightly taking it from the French system, but they will be responsible for examining all the grounds for charges to be brought or not. So all the process is something that is then going to be examined or may be examined by what we term the examining magistrate at a later stage. Just to give you an overview of the system itself, many thanks for your questions. Naturally, we're in your hands for any follow-up questions if there are some issues that you still need to clear up. So thank you.
Thank you, Your Excellency, Head of Delegation, and a lot of appreciation for the replies that your delegation has provided. Now I'd like to invite the rapporteurs to provide for some follow-up question or remarks based on